Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 36, The Trumpets, Revelation Chapter 8, Verse 6 through 13. Verse 6 reads, Then the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to sound them. The first angel sounded his trumpet, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was hurled down upon the earth, and a third of the earth was burned up. A third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. Now we see the words a third all the way through this section. I believe a third means a third. God is the ultimate mathematician. If he says a third, he means a third. We're well into the first half of the tribulation here, and we will note that these trumpets are ecological disasters. Here we see hailstones. We'll see other such ecological environmental disasters. That is different from the seven bowl judgments of the last half of the tribulation. This is a prelude of things getting worse, and this is pretty bad when you think of one third of the trees being burned up and people dying. Verse 8, the second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain all ablaze was thrown into the sea. A third part of the sea turned into blood. A third part of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Again, a third means a third. People have symbolized this throughout history, but I don't really believe we need to symbolize a third. Again, ecological, environmental disasters, which, by the way, are on the rise as I speak in 2015. Things are only going to get worse. Verse 10, the third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star blazing like a torch fell from the sky on the third of the rivers and on the springs of water. Verse 11, the name of the star was Wormwood. A third of the waters turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that had become bitter. Verse 12, the fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them turned dark. A third of the day was without light, and also a third of the night. I'm sure there are scientific ways we can interpret this judgment, and when the time comes, I'm sure we will understand, assuming you and I, as I speak now, are here, which I doubt, and I hope we won't be. Verse 13, as I watched, I heard an eagle that was flying in mid-air call out to in a loud voice, woe, 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 is the inhabitants of the earth because of the trumpet blast about to be sounded by the other three angels. Again, we have a division between these trumpets, as we saw with the seals, and that we will see with the bowl judgments. We have four and three. The next three judgments, trumpet judgments, are more severe than what we have just seen. And what we have just seen is pretty severe. We are coming to the end of the first half of the tribulation period here. These are ecological, environmental disasters. And just because they're environmental disasters doesn't mean they don't have to be judgments of God, because the Bible is full of ecological disasters that we know are judgments of God. I believe not all ecological disasters, environmental disasters today, are judgments of God. Many of them are man-made disasters. But man-made disasters can be used by God to be a judgment. I personally believe Katrina, the storm Katrina, in the southern part of the United States a few years ago was God's judgment on that part of the United States. So environmental disasters can be God's judgment. It also can be, as Romans 8 states, creation groaning, or it could be a combination of both.